are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. We have all types of guests on our shows. We have celebrities, award winners. We have beginning, intermediate, and advanced people coming on the show. And what they do is they provide our audience with all of the tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to become successful. We also hear, as I said, from beginners. So we hear about the trials and tribulations of starting out in the business, things that we need to warn you about, things that say, don't come to LA with $25 in your pocket. Stop, halt, don't do it. So you're going to get a lot of great advice. Now, our show is, we are on iTunes every single week. You can download, not every week, I think for infinity. You can download us on iTunes. You can download us on Stitcher. I think they have a download, but we're on Stitcher. And we are available on the official website to check out our guests, which are going to be, which are from today. I can't talk today. I'm telling you, I think I'm losing my mind. I am so overwhelmed with all of my projects. I can't think because I'm thinking about five things I got to do after the show. Okay, let's start again. If you want to check out our past guests, go to the official website, which is latalkradio.com, and you want to click on Question Reality, and that will take you to our archive page, and that has all of the past guests from 2008 till today. And also, if you want to check out our guests that are going to be on in the future, you want to go to the other website, which is actually my official website. The other one is an official website, but I have an official website. So I got two, apparently, two official websites. And that's Question Reality Radio Show. .com, questionrealityradioshow.com, and you can see all the guests all the way up until March of 2014. And I had to put a stop on it because, my goodness, thank you so much, everybody, for being on the wait list, and we are going to get you on for March, but I wanted to kind of halt it at March because by the time February comes, most people are like, when I call to confirm, they're like, am I going to be on the radio show? I completely forgot about it because our shows are usually booked 6 months to a year in advance. And a lot of them are on tour or they've forgotten about it. And so I'm going to kind of slow it up and do it maybe in 3 months, increments, book in 3 months for next year. Anyway, we have a great show for you today. Now, our guest today is a country music artist. His name is Doug Briney. And right now, as we speak, he is doing another interview. He is the hot commodity in the country music world. He just won the 2013 CMG Radio. He was voted the 2013 award winner of the Independent Country Music Association. So he's like the hot thing. He is an artist with Michael Stover with MTS Management Group. This guy is fantastic. He has been voted the CMG Radio Artist Manager of the Year. So if you are a country music artist and you are pursuing a career, you definitely want to go to Michael Stover's website. MTSManagementGroup.com is what I think it is. But this guy's fantastic. He is really quick on the emails. He responds immediately. Very, very impressive. And he keeps his artists in the loop. He books them for tons of press. class. I mean, my God, he is so on top of it. I'm just so super impressed with him. And I tell you, I'm plugging him sight unseen. I've never met the guy. Never met him. Never talked to him on the phone. We strictly communicate by email. He contacted me a couple years ago to book some of his artists, and he was just so impressive that I just kept working with him. So I would highly recommend him if you want to get a jump start on your country music career. So if you want to check out Doug Briney, his website is DougBriney, DougBriney.com. He's also on Twigger. Actually, that sounds better than Twitter. Twigger. I like that. Twitter.com under Doug Briney. And then on Facebook, he's under DB Songs. DB Songs. Doug Briney Songs. And we are going to talk to him in just a couple moments. And let me just tell you a little bit about him, because as I said, he's being interviewed right now. He won't be available for a couple minutes. But when you think of, say, cowboys and country music, do you think of the cold climate and the frozen tundra of Alaska? No, you do not. That would be the last place on earth you would think that you would find a country music artist. But that is where that northernmost state of America is, right where Doug Briney hails from, that he is up and coming from Alaska, and that's where his career began. And as I told you, recently he was voted the 2013 award winner of the Independent Country Music Association. And this has just spiraled just out of control. He is like the new hot thing in country music. He is now bringing his Alaskan persuasion to Nashville, Tennessee. So we are going to hear from him in a couple minutes. And we're also going to treat you, I'm going to say around maybe 5:30, quarter to 6. So tune in. We're going to hear his latest song. His album is about to, as they say, drop. His album is going to drop. And we're going to hear Super Country Cowboy. Yes, we are. This is like the latest hot single. So we're going to hear that. But first, I have to tell you about one of my hottest, I have always prided myself on having some of the hottest guy friends around. I don't know. I think I made it a goal. I have to have the hot guys around me. I don't know what it is. And keeping with that career goal or personal social goal, I have a friend named Sean V. This guy, he's hot, he's sexy, he's sizzling, he's mesmerizing, and he is hypnotizing. He is a singer, a songwriter, a model, actor. There is nothing this guy can't do. Couple things I don't know if he can do, but I'd like to find out, but that's another subject. We're not going to talk about that. You know where my dirty mind goes with these things. But his name is Sean V, and he was, Sean V was the last artist that was signed to Lou Pearlman. Remember Lou Pearlman? He was that boy band impresario, and he discovered those bands, some of my favorites, NSYNC, the Backstreet Boys. Oh my gosh, that was the jam back then. They just don't make music like that anymore. And Sean is also a dancer, I forgot to tell you. He was a dancer for Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, the Pussycat Dolls, and he was in so many blockbuster films like My Week with Marilyn, Burlesque. So this guy is hot, hot, hot. I'm not even talking like physically, but his career is just sizzling, sizzling hot. And he, now you can find his original songs on the soundtracks from also one of my favorite movies. I have to always, because they just had a marathon this weekend. I went on a cheerleading marathon. He was in, his song is on Bring It On Again, All or Nothing. So that's very exciting. I'm sure as soon as you heard it, you would know it. And what we're going to do now is we are going to play Sean V's song, Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda. It's so catchy. You're going to be singing, after you hear this today, you're going to be singing Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda for a week. It's just so, so catchy. And it is taking the music world by storm. And the music video is, oh my gosh, it's so awesome. It's got such great special effects, and they made Sean look like this alien. And, oh, you got to check it out. So go to YouTube. And I would imagine you just type Sean V or the song Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda, and you'll be able to find it. Or you can go to Sean's website, which is seanvmusic.com, S-E-A-N-V-M-U-S-I-C, seanvmusic.com. And you are in for a treat, ladies, and I guess gentlemen too. You are in for a treat. So why don't we listen to Sean's song, Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda, Now, and when we come back, Doug should be finished with his interview, and we will give him a call remotely. I don't know where he is. I think maybe Nashville. We'll give him a call, and then we will start the interview with him. So right now, we're going to play Sean's song, and then when we come back, we'll go right into the interview with Doug Briney. So check it out. Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
I'm not afraid to.
said, check him out. Go to his website right now, SeanVMusic.com. And you definitely have to check out that music video because that boy is working it. As I said, women, ladies, you will not be disappointed. He's hot, sexy, sizzling, mesmerizing, and hypnotizing. You will be a Sean V fan after you see this music video. I'm telling you, it is wild. And what's great about this music video, it tells a story that you're actually interested in. I don't want to give it away, but the ending of this music video has become extremely controversial. And it has just gotten so much feedback that that was part one of what is a to be continued thing. So you'll find out what happens to this girl in the back of the trunk of the car. Oops, did I give it away? Oh! Actually, it's very controversial. It's already out, so I can say it. I mean, if you go to YouTube, you're going to see it. But it has become very, 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 very controversial among a lot of groups, but it's a fantastic video. So again, go check it out on YouTube and go to his website and download it. It's on iTunes. It's on everything. Amazon, iTunes, you name it. And it's called Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda. Very, very catchy song. Now, as I promised, we have our other hot, sexy, sizzling, mesmerizing artist. That's just like my keywords for today. But he's a country music man. He's a country music man. Doug Briney is here with us today. He's just finished his interview. I want you to go to his website, DougBriney.com. Also on Twitter, under Doug Briney, and Facebook, DB Songs. He's also on Reverb Nation, I believe. And you know, I just spoke to him briefly right before the song ended, and he has such a lovely personality, a great laugh. He's so warm, and he seems so inviting, and he sounds like he's down to earth, which is my type of man. So he has, again, as I told you earlier, he has just been, awarded with the 2013 Independent Country Music Association Award. So let's welcome him to the show. Hey, Doug Briney!
Hey, Priscilla, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, my God, are you kidding? You're like the new hot thing in country music. I think everyone's clamoring to have you on their show, aren't they?
Oh, man, it's getting funner and funner all the time. We're having a great time with it.
Now, you just did an interview. Interview did you do? Let's give a plug to who that was.
That was the Derek and Kay Show out of Boston. Out of Boston, Massachusetts, and so just finished up with, just wrapped that up, and had a good time on with them, and get to talk about music and talk about all sorts of weird and wacky things.
Now, if this were during the days of the Confederate Army, you wouldn't be talking to anybody in Boston now. But then would you? Because actually, are you from Alaska? Now, when I intro'd you, the information that I had said that you were from Alaska. Is that correct?
Well, we spent the last 21 years in Alaska. I was actually born and raised in Southern California. Orange County area, and then, right down there, right where you're at there.
My neighbor! Down in the rich OC area, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't real rich when I lived there, but my dad still lives in the house that I grew up there, right there in the old Linda, and my wife and I got married in 1988, and we moved to a little town in Bath, Michigan, and spent 4 years there, and then we spent the last 21 years in Alaska. And we have just relocated here to Nashville. And we've been here since August 1.
Now, let's go back. How in the world did you get from California to Michigan to Alaska? Was it career-related, or...?
It was, I went to school to Pacific Coast Baptist Bible College and trained as a music major, vocal music major, and worked in churches for the past 20, I've worked in churches my entire adult life, was leading music in churches and working with a youth group in a little town called Bath, and we did that for 4 years there, and then we moved to Alaska. My father-in-law had started a church in Alaska, and we moved up to help him. We spent about 1 year with him, and then we went to a different church, and we were there for 12 years. And then I went up and I pastored a church in a little town called Talkeetna, Alaska, and then moved back into Anchorage and started the Cowboy Church of Anchorage, and we're there for 5 years. And then we just made the move down here to Nashville, and like I said, just moved into the house here in August 1.
Now, that is interesting to me for a couple reasons. A lot of people feel that they have to be in the hub of the city, in the heart of the city, to make it happen, make it work, to do anything about their career. And you are an example of a person who's way out in a place, God, I've never even heard of that place you just told me that you lived in. So you were able to do your thing and make it happen to get to Nashville. So you, how does one do that? How, what recommendations, how does a person who may not be able to move to Nashville or to one of the, what do they do? How did you do it? What recommendations do you have that a person can make it happen in music from a remote location?
It, you know, it really does boil down to a couple of things. For me, I had known that I wanted to do a CD for years. I had wanted to put the CD out, and I had always assumed that it was going to be a gospel CD, but as I started working on it, putting it together, it quickly became apparent that it was going to be a country CD, you know, pure country, and that's kind of what I've always just bled. I mean, is that when I've led music in churches, it always comes out country and everything else, so it was very natural for me in that regard, but I have had a lot of friends over the years that have put CDs out, and, you know, when you get the CDs made, you buy them in, you know, boxes of 500 or 1,000 or whatever.
Oh, God, 5,000, yeah. 20,000, you end up using them to open the door when you're bringing groceries home. You end up stoppers. Crazy.
And that was the fear. You know, I've got a lot of friends that have bought them, and, you know, 10, 15 years later, they still have, you know, all but about 10 of them in their garage, and I knew I didn't want that to happen. So being a member of the Independent Country Musicians Association there, ICMA, I contacted Alan Shepard, the president, and I asked him, I said, you know, how do I go about getting rid of these? Because I can sing the songs, but I didn't have any idea on the business and how to get out there and do that. And he said the best thing that I could do is get a publicity and promotions person. And so I scanned the webpage there and looked through the different people that were on, members of the ICMA, and I contacted all of them. And the only one that ever got back to me was Michael Stover with MTS, and he got back with me. He picked up the phone. He says, I need to call you back in about 10, 15 minutes. I'm in the middle of something, but I'll call you back. And in 10, 15 minutes, he called me back.
Yeah, he is amazing. Doug,
yes.
I was just saying, I'm so glad you said that, because in the beginning of the show, I was telling people if they ever need to hire someone to help them with their career, they need to call this man. I deal with a lot of PR people who usually book the guest on my show, and I have never, ever come across more than two people as PR agents. God bless them. I know they're just busy. I'm not saying anything bad. But Michael, and there's this other guy, Stephen Levine, who's with Grapevine, who's fantastic. But he does, you know, all over PR. He's strictly PR. But this guy, Doug, returns emails like in seconds. It is like he's standing behind me. It's scary, but it's so great for your career.
He really promotes, doesn't he? Yes, and he did the same thing with the phone calls. And so, you know, he said, well, let me listen to your music. So I sent him, the digital copies of that. He says, yeah, I think we can do something. And I hired him as publicity and promotions.
Now, is he a publicist?
What does it take?
Doug, is he a publicist or is he a talent manager?
Yeah. Publicity and promotions is what I hired him for originally. Publicity and promotions.
That's what I
And things went so well with that. I later hired him as, and he is my manager now. So he does all the publicity promotions, but he's also my manager. But, you know, there again, going back to the original question, what does it take? There's a lot of hard work on the artist part of it. You know, honing your skills is one of the things that I tell people all the time. You've got to work at it. You've got to know what your voice can do, or if you're a guitar player, if you're, whatever your instrument is, you've got to know how to use that and work on it. You've got to spend that time and develop that. But so there's the work on that side of it. There's the work of getting out there and understanding that when you're getting started, you're going to hear 100 no's before you ever hear one yes. I mean, just because mom loves you, just because, you know, your friends and family say, yay, you know, go do this, doesn't mean that Joe Public is going to say that. And as you're trying to book gigs and you're trying to get out there and do some things, you're going to hear a lot of no's before you ever hear a yes. Right. And you can't take that personally. That's hard. But you cannot take it personally, and you have to just keep going on and say, okay, you know, they're not ready for me yet. They're not ready for it yet. And they're not ready for it. Hey, you said yes? Oh, yeah, I'll be there. You know, and then you show up on time, and you do the best that you possibly can for them. And those, as you do that, then those no's will gradually become less and less, and the yeses will become more and more. I would say get a good publicist, a good publicity promotions person, and then work your tail off. That's the secret.
Okay, so now let's say, now you were very fortunate in that you could afford to hire a publicist. Not mm-hmm. everybody can. What do you recommend for someone who cannot afford to go the route that you went, and they have no money, they're just a struggling country music artist? Right. What do they do?
They need to get on Facebook, they need to get on Twitter, they need to get on Reverb Nation, they need to be on there. If they're not practicing music, if they're not at work, they need to be on there, and they need to be making friends, they need to be running little contests, they need to be doing everything. Social media is huge. It didn't used to be that way. It used to be that you got in a van or you got in a truck and you drove around and you drove to the radio stations and begged them to play your music and you sat down with them. But, you know, those days are gone. They don't, it's the radio stations, the bigger radio stations, they don't do that. I mean, you go knocking on their door, they don't care at this point. You've got to have the numbers before they ever open up the door anymore.
They want you to have all your songs written, produced. They don't want to do anything for you. They want you to have all your songs written, produced. They want you to have your own fan base, your own look. You got to basically come to them. You've done all the work, and I don't even know what they do. I don't even know, because you've done everything.
They spin the record is what they do. And so it's changed. And the way that you develop that fan base, especially for me being in Alaska, I couldn't get into the lower 48 and tour. It was too cost prohibitive. I didn't have that kind of money to be able to do that. So you develop fans and you develop folks through the social media and through YouTube and through all those different things, the social media, and that's what they have to do. I've got a very good friend up in Anchorage right now that I had this conversation before we left Alaska. Him and I went out for coffee, and he wants to get into it, and he's in that position where he can't afford to do that. And so this is what I told, that's exactly what I told him. Get on there and be plugging yourself constantly on there. Make friends and, you know, get on Twitter and follow people that are in the industry, follow people that, do that. And then, you know, you start developing followers and developing that social media network, and playing out as much as you can, post up things do everything that you can for as much exposure as you can.
You basically have to make yourself a star before the labels label you a star. So you got to do everything yourself. Yeah. Have everything, because it's you're going to add a couple. You're going to add a couple, I guess, 1,000 people once the labels get a hold of you. But you basically have to be package ready, and you have to do that yourself. Now, my next question for you is, on a scale mm-hmm. of 1 to 10, how stressful is a career as a country music artist?
Oh, man, and that's, I'm not dodging the question, but that's a really tough one for me. I don't stress over a whole lot of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I stress over weird things, but that's not one that I have stressed over.
Interesting.
And that's just not it's just my makeup. It's because of the faith, my faith base that I have. We made this move down here with a lot of prayer, and so it was, I mean, this was a big step of faith for us to move down here, and that was stressful, but the industry itself, I mean, and there's other stresses that are in our lives. I mean, there's certain financial stresses and everything, but to being a musician and that type of stress, I don't find that stressful. Maybe that's just me, but I don't find that stressful. I get more stressed over little things, house payment and car payment, you know, little things like that, that, you know, the everyday things, those get stressful. That gets stressful. But making music and being out, and I don't find that stressful at all. I find that very relaxing.
Well, there you go. You're the first person who said that. I think you're very zen. What advice would you give to young kids who want to pursue a career as a country music artist, whether it's a singer-songwriter or as a musician?
Right.
We're talking kids in high school or beyond. What advice?
You know, the best advice that I can give them is kind of what we've already talked about. Hone that skill. Get voice lessons. Take voice lessons. Learn your craft well. Perform out as much as you can. I have four children, and we have, my oldest is in the Air Force. My daughter actually lives down in Brea, and down there in California. And then we have twin 14-year-old boys that are home, and my boys are wrestlers. And there's a thing that's, they call it mat time. You can learn all the moves and practice, but mat time is where you gain the experience. When you're sitting there and you're facing the opponent and you're on the mat, whether you win or whether you lose or whether it's a draw, the mat time is where you really develop yourself as a wrestler. Well, the same thing is true musically. You need to hone that. You need to know your voice, take voice lessons, know what you can do, know your genre, develop it well, but then you need the mat time. You need to get in front of a crowd, not just family and friends, and you need to get out there as much as you can performing, and then be honest with yourself. Get a video camera and watch your performances. My first performances, my body was so stiff.
Right.
You know, I wasn't fun to watch. And I'm still not, I wouldn't say that I'm still fun to watch. That's why I so appreciate
I'm sure
that
your
intro,
wife,
sexy,
I'm
that I'm sexy and all that other stuff that you said, that cracked me up. It's been a long time since I've been described that way.
Wow, well, you better tell your wife to get on that. She needs to give you some more adjectives after 8 p.m.
There we go. She's sitting right here. She's more often after 8 p.m. All right.
Now, let me ask you, what do you feel are the pros and cons of the life of a country music artist?
You know, for me, and I can only answer for myself in that, because everybody approaches things and has different things going on in their lives. For me, the pros really are, I love it. I love performing. I love singing the songs. I love the instant gratification, seeing the crowds and seeing the people sing along and smiling and getting into the music. I love it whenever I'm out and performing in a mall and people are walking by and they're not there to hear music, and it stops them in their track. And then they're engaged for a while. And then they look at their watch and realize they got to move on, but they give you a smile and they give you a thumbs up, or they say thank you or that type of thing, you know, mouth it to you. And so for me, it's that instant gratification. That's the pros. And for me, that's the pro. The con, is, man, and that's tough because it's not really a con. It's all the work that goes into it. There's for every half hour that you're out in front and doing that, there's hundreds of hours that no one ever sees to make it right. There's the criticalness of being critical, watching your own performances on video, watching and saying, what can I do to become better? And I guess that's, for me, that's the hardest part is the honest, is being honest with yourself enough to say, you know, that really stunk. I'm not going to do that again.
All right.
you know, and being honest enough with yourself, just because someone smiled, and, you know, there's always going to be someone that smiles and say, yeah, that's nice, but it doesn't mean that it's really good. It doesn't mean you should do it again.
Right. Don't. So, those candy coating people really irk me. I'd rather hear constructive criticism for sure. Well, that is that's really great advice, and I'm sure that the fans will definitely appreciate that. Now, let's talk about the very exciting thing that's happened, which is you become the 2013 award winner of the Independent Country Music Association. Now, for those of us, and Doug, I'm just going to be honest with you, honey, I am not a country music fan. Now, there are some songs I like, which is old country, but I'm not into this new country. So, and I don't really know about the awards and things like that. I'm more pop disco. I stopped listening to all music after 1989. I'm stuck in the 80s, Doug. So tell me about this award and what it means and how you got it, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Well, the ICMA, Independent Country Musicians Association there, they do an awards ceremony just like all the other big things. They do an awards ceremony every year, and it's the nominations have to be done by members and by industry folks, is where the nominations come from. And once the nominations are made, then it is opened up to fan-based voting. And I was nominated in a couple different categories the last few years, but I did win this year for Best Live Performance. And it was the performance that won for me was actually the Star Spangled Banner that I sang. Won that award for that. And this Tuesday evening, October 8th is Tuesday evening, at Sam Ash Music here in Madison, Tennessee, I'm doing a concert, and Alan Shepard with the ICMA is actually going to be there and presenting that award to me right at the end of that concert. And so, you know, what it means for me is you know, a real high honor. I mean, it's you hear artists and you hear people, you know, I grew up, and even as an adult, you watch award shows on TV and you hear people say what an honor it is to be nominated and you know, and then they win and it's just, you know, it really is a humbling experience and very, you know, feel very honored by it because it's done, first of all, like I said, the nominations come in from industry folks. I mean, they have, you know, industry folks are hard to impress.
They're critics,
especially here in Nashville. Yeah, everybody here in Nashville sings or plays. I mean, it's just, I mean, and so to get an industry person to be interested in you, you know, is really a big deal to begin with, and to receive that nomination was really just kind of staggered me, and then to go on in the fan base voting and to be voted then at Best Live Performance was really an honor. It's one of those surreal things, and Alan is a great guy. Again, he provided me with a lot of information before he knew me at all. And we've had the opportunity to meet now a couple different times, and just a great guy and a good supporter of country music. I mean, obviously, that's something that's very near and dear to his heart.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. So, people, make sure you go and check out our Doug Briney performing on this Tuesday, October the 8th, at Sam Ash in Madison, Tennessee. And he's going to be Alan Shepard. Is that who you said is going to be there? Alan Shepard, right?
Correct. Alan Shepard will be there.
Woo!
So I'm excited about it. It's going to be a big night.
We're going to announce that at the end of the show. Now, let's talk, because we only got a couple minutes. We got 10 minutes, and I want to play your song. Tell us about the new song, Super Country Cowboy. I have that it's going to be released in November, but you were telling me something else. So let's enter that real quick and play the song.
Absolutely. The new album is going to be released November 5 is the correct release date for that. That's a nationwide release with Tate Music Group. Just recorded this project, and I'm really excited about it. I think we have some fantastic songs on there. Super Country Cowboy is the first. It's the title track, and it's the going to be the first single that we release, and that release will happen about October 13. On the release of that, promoting it as a single. So we're going to kind of get a preview of that even a little bit beforehand. I know we already mentioned the webpage, DougBriney.com, and if folks are liking this, they can go to the webpage. You can pre-order the CD right now. I will have the physical copies of the CD in my hand within the next week and a half here. And the pre-order deal is a pretty good one. They'll get the digital copies as soon as they, within a day, they'll get the digital copies, the MP3s emailed to them. The physical copy, as soon as I have that in hand, will be mailed to them, and I'll personalize that any way that they want. And there's no shipping charge on that if they pre-order, and the cost of that is $13.
So wow.
It's a great deal on the pre-order.
That's a great deal. Yeah. How many songs on there?
There's 9 songs on the CD. 8 of them are eight of them are songs that probably have not heard before. And then I did one cover song, an old Brooks and Dunn song called "Believe," and I covered that one. But "Super Country Cowboy" again is the title track, and it's a fun album. It's got a lot of introspect songs. It's got a lot of fun boogie songs on there, and it's got some emotional songs as well. And so I'm real proud of the album. I think it's going to do, I'm hoping that it does as well as I think it will, and
well,
we're excited about it.
I'm excited to play Super Country Cowboy. And as Doug said, it'll be available on iTunes and all the other outlets. But I just feel so happy that we're going to be playing it before it comes out. So let's play this song now. Now, I cannot remember how many minutes it is. And we end the show at 5:50. So just in case the show closes out with the song, what do you want to say to your fans?
Just thank you so much for the support and the love, keep watching the website. And if you have a venue in your area that you'd like to see me come perform, let me know through the website. That's DougBriney.com, and we'll do what we can to get there.
Yes, and again, his album will be, I would imagine, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, yeah. Reverb Nation, all of them. So just type in Doug Briney or go to his website, DougBriney.com, and get Super Country Cowboy. That sounds like a porn movie, though, Doug. I don't know about that. You got to make a video to follow that song up, Super Country Cowboy.
We're working on it right now. Priscilla, thank you so much for having me on, and I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. The best of luck to you, and hopefully Michael will get you back on the air next year so we can promote your next album, right?
That'll work.
Okay, everybody. Thank you, Doug. And we're gonna close out with Doug Briney's latest song, Super Country Cowboy. Take it away, Doug.
George Jones, Haggard and Buck Owens, mama like the Eagles and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. When I was just a little kid, I became a hybrid, super country, evangelic, rockabilly, psychedelic cowboy. There's a new branch on the family tree, and it all starts right here with me. Said it was the devil's tongue that censored him on Sullivan. Now he's loved by everyone. There's an FM evolution. country music revolution. LP, CD, ripped from your MP3, boy. There's a new branch on the family tree, it all starts right in with me. I'm a super country evangelic, rockabilly, psychedelic cowboy. I'm a twisted, shouting, achy, breaky, bust a move on you right now, boy. There's a new branch on the family tree. It all starts right in with me.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.